Gary, I played the other side of that tape, and I see I didn't even tell you how the Texas Tech and Arkansas game come out. Tech got beat real bad. Arkansas beat him 42-7. The headlines in the paper here said the Red Raider dream only a nightmare. Their dream was that they was hoping to get to go to the Cotton Bowl, to get to play in the Cotton Bowl. So that knocked that out. So I guess it was kind of a dream or a nightmare for them. But anyway, I asked you about do they have television over there? You never have mentioned what they do or not. Do y'all have television, or do they have television over there anywhere? You've mentioned radio, but you never have mentioned anywhere about television.
Gary, this is a late Sunday afternoon, about 5 o'clock, and we're going to have to hustle a little to get this tape finished in time to go to church. But we haven't made a tape in quite a while, and we haven't received one either, you know. I wanted to tell you about the pillow I made Kay for her birthday. It's spotted, fur-looking stuff, and it really does.
Looks kind of like a leopard.
Yeah, but it's big. It's about a foot and a half, or maybe 2 foot square, but it's real big. And I got it finished. I'm going to send it first chance I get down to Abilene. But Mike, Willie may have room here before long to take it to her. I hope so. I took the material down and showed her, but I didn't have it sewed up then. Mike Brown is building a log house over in Farwell, and B asked us to go see it. So some of these days when we go over Clovis, we're going to go see it. You know, when Rene retires. Phillips made you some sermons on tape, and I played a tape by Med McKnight that we have down here at church, but it took a little over 30 minutes, so I don't know whether to try to put it on. I may try to put it on a tape and send it, but I've got to get some bigger tapes first, and I'll try to do that before Christmas. We need to get two recorders side by side, so it's going to take a little doing, but I'll try to get it done. Melvin and I went out to see Doctor and Mrs. Roden's new house. It sure is pretty. The only thing I didn't like about it was the paneling is real dark, and I don't care about dark paneling, but it is a real pretty house, and the arrangement's real nice, and I think they'll really enjoy it. Then we come back by the Palmer House restaurant. Christine Shirley and her brother took it over last week, and I guess they're just doing a landoffish business. They were all so tired, and she said that she went out and went down to Frances Falwell's and just begged her to come out and help them today. So Frances did today, but she didn't make any promises. She's working. Frances is working down at Plains Hardware through the week, and she likes that job, and it's a lot easier than cafe work. But she went out there and helped them today from 10 till 3, and. But Christine said they were just snowed under, and they're real pleased, but they sure do need some help. Wes and Billy Long got them a new Cadillac the last of last week, and no, week before last, and they went down last weekend to Andrew's quail hunting, and when they started home, they ran into a black cow that was coming right down the middle of the highway. It sure did mess up that new green Cadillac. It's real pretty green, and Melba said they bought it new and just hadn't drove it very far at all when they hit the cow.
I saw this Cadillac too. It's sitting down here at Leonard Coffey's. Whole left side, or whole left front, the front part of it, left front, is caved in, just smashed back under. It looked like it rammed into a wall or something. Sure did mess it up. Gary, we got a bunch of these slides that you had sent Kay. Kay sent them up here. Maybe we got them Thursday or Friday. Friday night, we had Mom over, and we showed them on the projector. We had looked at them through that little viewer, but they were better on the projector. We were real glad to get to see them. The rock pile didn't look like a bigger rock pile as I was expecting. Maybe if you get a chance, you might take some more pictures of that rock pile, unless it's maybe a little closer up or something. Not necessarily closer, but anyhow, any kind of pictures you get over there, we're glad to see them. And enjoyed you telling what they were, because we looked at them. A lot of them we wouldn't have known what we're looking at, nohow. But sure glad that you told what each one of them was.
Your beds, we could see yours, but how are they arranged in this hooch? Are they all up and down the wall, or how are you arranged in there with nine of you? It must be kind of bad to have your beds so close together, but I guess you have to do that. But it looked like you had an ender room or some way. Tell us more about it if you want to on a tape sometime and have some room. Well, just tell us how they're all in there. Thelma Ruth Shelton called last night, and Tom Bill had moved across just a little way from where he had been there at Way, but now they're living in barracks, and it's much nicer. And he was sure thrilled about their move, because they had barracks and wasn't in tents, and he said it was really a lot better than it had been before. The mama son looked real happy on payday. I guess that all of us are, aren't we? Do you still have the same one, or do you change very often? How about the helicopters that are torn up there? Do you know where they come back to? I have a thing about the place in Amarillo where they repair them. I'll send it to you if you want me to. I have it, and I'll keep it unless you ask me to send it. And if you want me to, I'll send it over to you, and you can read about it.
Have you saw or heard anything from Scott Cummings lately? Judy told us here a while back, a week or so ago, that Scott said he thought you had gone. You'd moved out, so he didn't think he was there anymore. Oh, maybe Scott's moved out and gone, so you might check on Scott and see what he's doing. Tell you one on Shay. Janet caught her playing with her dolls the other day. She had these dolls lined up, and Janet talked to her about it and asked her what they're doing. They was playing school, and said they were going off to school. And so Janet asked her where they were going to school or where the college they was going to. She told her they was going to college. She says, "Oh, you know, that ABC college." Another pretty good deal Shay come out with. Janet and Shay both had diarrhea. They was having to go to the bathroom pretty often. Shay told Janet, says, "Mama, says, look like our bowels just run out of gas."
Did you remember Janet and Clyde's anniversary, the 23rd? And we sure did think about your birthday on the 22nd, too.
Well, Gary, it looks like we're running real short on tape here, so we'll say goodbye and sing you a little bit of a song here, and we'll see you later then.
We love you. Bye-bye.
I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me. The Lord has said, go preach the word to all the world. The Lord has said.